The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Edward VIII succeeded to the crown in 1935, and he hadn't even had his coronation when, after only 11 months of kingship, he abdicated in order to marry American divorcee Mrs. Wallace Simpson. But king he was when, on Saturday, May the 23rd, 1936, his pier in Douglas Harbour was officially opened. The ceremony was performed by Britain's Home Secretary, Sir John Simon, and there were loyal cheers from the assembled crowd when he declared, "I have it in a commission from His Majesty the King to proclaim to you that he is graciously pleased that this pier shall be called the King Edward VIII Pier." Up until that moment it was not certain what it was going to be called. And what the loyal Manx people thought soon afterwards when Edward did a runner with his lady love, I can't imagine. But the pier bears his name to this day, a situation which I imagine is irreversible. It was built on top of the much smaller Red Pier, the very first to be built in Douglas, which was completed in 1801 at a cost of £25,000. By 1930, this was unable to cope with the increasing number of passengers arriving, especially in the summer holiday months. The King Edward Pier was completed in 1936 at a cost of more than £200,000, which was well within estimate. No doubt the idea of naming it in honour of King Edward had been thought up by somebody in the Isle of Man, and Sir John Simon knew this before his arrival at Ronaldsway, and there were hopes at official level that royal consent would have already been given. But it was a royal occasion either way, and there were huge crowds of the loyal Manx people in attendance for the opening ceremony when Sir John and other dignitaries mounted a makeshift stage on the roof of the office building at the end of the pier. The Isle of Man Examiner devoted two whole news pages to its coverage of the event. It was also broadcast nationwide, on the wireless, on the BBC, something new for the island. And I'm perfectly certain His Majesty was listening in. All in all, it was a great day for the Isle of Man. Sir John started his speech by playing it for laughs. He had opened a few things in his life, he said, like oysters and Christmas presents. But he had never opened a pier before, he went on. "I thought at one time that it might include a graceful dive off the end of the pier into the harbour." But he didn't do that, especially not in his formal top hat and ministerial frock coat. All he did, with due ceremony, was use a pair of scissors to snip a blue ribbon stretched across the end of the pier. After this, there was a reception for the dignitaries at Douglas Town Hall, hosted by the Mayor, Alderman T. W. Kane. Sir John was presented with an illuminated address, and then he was straight off back to Ronaldsway, heading for London. His visit had lasted only a matter of hours. The reason he gave to those present at the reception was that his wife had been unable to come with him because of illness, and he didn't wish to be long away from her bedside. Now, this must have been a matter of great disappointment for the island politicians. Visits to the Isle of Man by a Home Secretary were rare, and still are today, come to that, and they had many matters of interest to discuss with him on behalf of the Manx people. Sir John himself may have been only too happy to make himself scarce. Otherwise, the building of the King Edward Pier had been one of the biggest public works projects to be carried out in the island at the time, and had provided much-needed work for the large number of unemployed in the island. They had much to thank His Majesty for. Meanwhile, are there any monuments to the late Duke of Windsor?